Will you pray with me? Dear Lord, we pray that we, the hearers of your word, might look up to the cross for our salvation. And when we do this, Lord, help us to reach out to others so that they may see the light of Jesus Christ in their hearts. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I'd like you to imagine with me this scene in a department store, much like Greenwood Mall. People are riding the elevators, some up and some down. A small boy decides to go up the down escalator. He makes fair headway at first, but finds two things against him: the constant downward movement of the steps and the presence of a lot of passengers he has to dodge. In the end, the tired child gives up and rides back down the escalator. To many of us, life is like that. Like trying to climb up a down escalator. Today in our readings, we hear we desperately need a word to lift our eyes and raise us up. It's the good news from the God whose love lifts us up. My friends, sometimes, as a matter of fact, much of the time, we allow the world, our sinful flesh, and Satan to cause us to feel like that little boy on the escalator. It seems like no matter how hard we try to get ahead, we just keep falling back. So we move in our life with our head hung down. We feel like there's no reason to even try anymore, and we grumble and complain, and even at times get mad at others, the people we work with, our boss, the people at church, the family. And yes, sometimes even God. Even to the point of sometimes rebelling against him. That's how it was with the Israelites in the desert. They were headed to the promised land. What a wonderful thing it was to look forward to the promised land. But in their thinking, they could not get there fast enough. In their frustration, they began to blame God for things not going the way they thought they should. They became impatient with God. They wanted to be in the promised land, and they wanted to be there now. Their impatience turned into complaints, and their complaints turned into self-pity. I think if we were honest with ourselves, we would admit that that's how it is with us, at least sometimes. When we pray, do we really mean, "Thy will be done"? Or do we mean, "Thy will be done if it agrees with my will be done"? When the self-pity finally gets heavy enough, our head hangs down and we can see nothing but darkness. There seems to be no way out or up. And we rebel against God. We quit going to church. We quit even trying to be nice to other people. We drop our devotions. We claim that we are just too busy for that church stuff. Well, that's what the Israelites did. They went to Moses and complained against God. And as Scripture tells us, God does not tolerate rebellion. And so he sent the venomous snakes amongst the people of Israel. Can you imagine that? Walking around the camp, and everywhere you went, there were these venomous snakes that if you knew that you would get bit, that you were going to die. Seemed to be nowhere to turn, no way to go. Well, my friends, by sending the snakes, God showed three things to the Israelites. First, he showed his just anger with them for their rejection of his grace and protection that he had given them throughout the past. Second, he wanted to show them yet again that their own rebellious action was the direct cause of their problems. And third, God brought the deadly snakes among them in an effort to show them their sin and lead them to repentance. But God, our God, even in his righteous anger, loves us, all of us, as the beautiful gospel in a nutshell tells us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That included the Israelites too. So he had Moses erect the pole with the bronze serpent on it, and whoever looked up at the bronze serpent and believed, they would be healed and live. Many looked up and lived, but we are told that many chose to wallow in their self-pity and died. This bronze snake was a foreshadowing of things to come. Christ was lifted up on the cross so that all who look at the cross and believed would be saved and have eternal life in heaven. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. I don't know about you, but that kind of love just seems almost unbelievable. We have to believe it by faith. And sometimes that is hard. We all know that people find it hard to love. Even some of the good people that we know, do we really love them? Except that it is the God of all creation, and he loves his creation. It's true, we can never love like God does in this world. But by faith, with God's help, we try. Now, I don't know if any of you in here are old enough to remember, but in the 1970s, there was a British-American rock band called Fleetwood Mac. One of their biggest hits was "Go Your Own Way." I seriously doubt that they had any biblical concepts even remotely in mind when they penned this title. But that title, Go Your Own Way, describes our human condition to a T. It describes the honest truth about our desire to go our own way rather than follow God's clear direction and fully trust his promises. And so we sometimes go our own way, not following in the light of Christ, who is the lamp unto our feet, showing us the way to walk in this world. Instead, we walk the path that we want to walk, seldom looking up to the cross with our head down, wondering why everything is not going our way. And again, blaming others, even God. But because of his infinite love for us, God lets trials and tribulations come our way. The plan of God to save his sinful people was simple. The people were to look at the serpent raised up on the pole. As they gazed at the image of the serpent, they showed faith in God's promise to save them, and they were cured from the serpent's bites. Just like with the Israelites, he wants us to look up at the cross and return to him. The Israelites, the serpents, the bronze snake on the pole, all, as I said, is a foreshadowing of the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. When we who are dead in our trespasses, as it says in Ephesians 2:1, look to the cross and see the light of Jesus Christ, and we believe that our sins are forgiven. Jesus is the light of salvation. Our text says, light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what he has been done through God. Now, walking in the light, we live by the truth. We recognize that our problems stem from our own sinfulness. It changes our life, how we think and how we act. Even when problems arise, we turn to the cross and trust in God, who loves us so much. This light also has another effect on us. It gives us great joy and peace. The light changes us so much that we begin to look at ourselves and others differently. We see the sins and trials and temptations of others differently. We want to reach out and help others to look up to the cross and see the light of the one who loves them so much that he would take on himself the sins of the entire world, including theirs, and lovingly receive the punishment that they deserve. The light shines into the shadows of their sins and gives them life eternal. Looking up to the cross is something that all Christians practice daily. It is even part of our hymnody. Two of our favorite hymns are, My Faith Looks Up to Thee. We see the Lamb of God on Calvary, who takes away the sin of the world, and we rest assured that no matter how sinful we've been, we have salvation because he declared, It is finished. The second hymn is, Lift High the Cross. We want to proclaim to the world the love of Christ. We want to proclaim it to everyone. We want to be there for them in their times of trouble. We want to lift them up in our prayers and our hearts. We want to love them as Christ loves us. We want them to see the light of love, God's love for them, our love through Christ for them. And we want the love of Christ to shine through and from us. And then we want to walk with them, share the scriptures with them, pray with them, be with them, help them through their problems by showing them the light of Christ. My friends, God sent the serpents in love to the Israelites to call them to repentance. They were saved from the poison of the serpents. When we look to the cross, we see the light of Jesus Christ shining into our lives. Through his sacrifice, we are saved from the poison of our sin. And we want to share the knowledge and the faith with as many as we can, till all the world adore his sacred name. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.